That prayer has a lot to do with the feast that we celebrate today. But just what is Pentecost? Quite simply, the term means the 50th day. In the Old Testament, it referred to the Feast of Weeks, a feast of 7 weeks that focused on the harvesting of first fruits. In the New Testament, its focus was on the coming of the Spirit, which we celebrate on the 7th Sunday after Easter. Our second reading today tells us about that special day. It tells us about a special gift that was given. It tells us about a new beginning, a new birth. We may never know precisely what happened on the day of Pentecost, but we are told it was the day the church became the body of Christ, which is drawn together and given life by the Holy Spirit. During his life on earth, Jesus had given his disciples all the knowledge they would ever need to complete his mission. On the day of Pentecost, they are now given the gift that will allow them to share it with the world. The power of the Holy Spirit gave these simple disciples a message that would now reach every heart. The Spirit gave them their message, life. The Spirit gave them their meaning. The Spirit gave them compassion. The Spirit gave them a passion for their mission. As I reflected on today's readings, words like new birth, new beginnings, change of direction, and fresh start jumped out at me. This day of Pentecost always brings some beautiful and meaningful memories to both Angie and myself. This year, even more so. This year, I celebrate my jubilee as a deacon. 20 years ago, on May 23rd, I was ordained. 20 years ago, on this day of Pentecost, I gave my first homily. And most important, 55 years ago, on May 25th, Angie and I were married. New birth, new beginning, change of direction, and fresh start are the same words that jump out at me as I reflect on those special days. As it has been, to say the least, an interesting week of remembering and reflecting. And so you must forgive me if I share some of it with you. We all come today to this liturgy with memories. If Angie and I would look back 55 years ago, New Smyrna Beach would not have been on our radar. Even if I look back some 20 years ago, I could see myself a deacon in Mentor, Ohio for the rest of my days. But as we grow older, and I believe wiser, we yearn for new birth, new beginnings, change of direction, and fresh starts. Not because we've done something wrong with our lives, but we believe we just could have done it a little better. We leave the cold winters of the north and move to a place of endless summers. We make new friends, meaningful friends that are seeking what we seek. Friends we grow close to and learn from and are gone with the blink of an eye. We cherish the memories that we have made with them, and we share them with others. I believe we feel like the apostles who really knew Jesus for only 3 or 4 years, and in a blink of an eye, he's gone. Some 50 days have gone by, and they were looking and hoping for a new birth, a new beginning, a change of direction, a fresh start. And on those special days, on this special day, they find it. Not a complicated answer, but a simple one. It was a matter of sharing the story of that special friend that they walked with and learned from. The Spirit gave them the passion they needed to share that story. Like the apostles, we have all been given the same mission. That mission is to share the gospel message with all those that cross our path. We are all called to be Pentecost people, today as then. All that it is needed in our hearts, all that it is needed is that our hearts are open and that our direction is aware of it. We have all been given the gift of the Spirit. We have had them inside of us since our baptism. But the big question is, how do we bring them to life? To find the answer, all we have to do is look at the apostles. They stayed and prayed together as a group. They faced up to their powerlessness and their inability to go it alone. By putting their trust in God and in one another, they began to pull together, united in the love of Christ and his mission. They faced up to the responsibilities and felt mutual support in common because they were there for each other. And it happened. They got the Spirit. We bring the gifts of the Spirit to life by using them. Think about the last time you visited a sick friend or the last time you listened to someone who needed your attention. How about the last time you spent quality time with one of your children or grandchildren? Or the last time you ministered to the poor? How did you feel? I'm sure that if you're anything like me, you felt at peace. You felt joy. You felt love. These are some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's an old Christian tradition that God sends each person into the world with a special message to deliver, a special song to sing for others, and a special act of love to share. No one else can speak this message. No one else can sing this song. No one else can offer this act of love. The Feast of Pentecost is a feast that celebrates community. We cannot escape our dependence upon one another, not only for the necessities we need to survive, but for our personal development as well. Happy and effective living is impossible without the support and love we give to each other. Christianity is a community religion. Nowhere in the teaching of Jesus is rugged individualism promoted as an option for Christian spirituality. We are born to love and to be loved in an ever-widening web of caring and loving relationships. Whether those relationships are long and nurturing or short and rewarding, we learn and love in community. I really don't believe that Christ came to start a church. What we celebrate today on this day of Pentecost is the beginning of a new life in faith and relationships in the form of community. Communities come in all shapes and sizes, some spiritual, like we experience here at St. Peter's, or those outside these walls, which I believe are the most important. Many here at St. Peter's are part of those communities, whether it be communities that care for the poor and the homeless, like our outreach program, or the West Side community that support the Black Heritage Museum and the Boys and Girls Club. Our faith community here at St. Peter's supports these and other communities outside these walls, where our faith grows even stronger. We bring the gifts of the Spirit to life by sharing our lives with others, by putting other people's needs ahead of our own. And we find it in community. We find the Spirit by living it. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray that we can go outside these walls and share our lives and our faith with others. and let us be thankful for the community that has been given to each of us, and that we can share that story with all those that cross our path. Amen.